You know, it seems like, oh, I did want to mention this real briefly, because the IRS is providing some 401k tax relief because of the storm that has impacted the Texas Gulf Coast. And this is something they've done, you know, before during Hurricane Sandy in 2012 as well. So what they're going to do is there's a way to allow use of some of your 401k assets, you know, if you're needing it to rebuild and those, so you'll be able to kind of get a loan. Now, to qualify, there are some rules. Distributions must be made on account of a hardship caused by the storm, and they must be made on or after August 23rd. And so that was after, that was like when the forecasters posted a hurricane watch. And you also have to do this no later than January 31st, 2018. You'll want to make sure, if you are borrowing money out of your 401k, make sure you follow the rules so you're not penalized. So definitely check with your tax professional before doing something like that. But, you know, that's...
I would add, I mean, if you are in that situation, you took losses and, you know, you're looking for cash, mm-hmm. make that be your absolute last, you know, worst case scenario that you go after the 401k assets. Mm-hmm. Use every other savings, or, I mean, if you even can borrow from a relative or something, you know, short term little, you know, loan to tide you over, that would be better. It's really better, even though the IRS is giving you tax relief if you do touch the 401k assets. Remember, that is your nest egg. That's the most valuable retirement asset you have. It really is better if you don't touch it, if you can right. possibly avoid it. Now, obviously, I mean, if your other funds are just exhausted, and that is the last thing you have left, and that's just the only thing you have, then I understand. I mean, by all means, you do what you have to do, but make that be your absolute last resort.
And that's very good advice, because that's money that, you know, it's easy because it's going in from your paycheck, but it's very hard to make up. And that is one of the issues there. And there, you know, there's FEMA help, and there's a lot of that type of help that's going on. But anyway, Charles, I want to change gears a little bit here, because it seems like every single day Amazon is in the news, you know, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Every single day it is in the news. I actually saved a story that I had come across last week on them, because there was a story this morning that I thought was interesting. And this is one of your buddies, Jeff Reeves, who writes for MarketWatch and a few other websites and things of that nature. He has Investor's Place, right?
Yeah, InvestorPlace. He's their head guy, actually.
Their head writer for that. And he's been on the show several times, and he came out with an opinion piece this morning that he's saying that there's some cheap retail stocks, and these are ones that really can hold their own against Amazon. You know, Amazon, it's just like nothing is sacred to them, as far as if they want a company, they're going after it. They're going into the food business. I mean, here's a company that started selling books, and
Jeff Bezos, rallying cry is, you know, remember the Alamo cry is your profit margin, you know, your margin is my opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for any retailer, that makes them, I mean, those are terrifying words to any retailer, that Jeff Bezos is coming after their profit margin. Jaws just smell blood in the water, you know.
Some of the companies, when it comes to consumer, you know, it's especially in consumer stocks, we've seen some good things and we've seen some bad things. And pretty much consumer stocks have been pretty pretty toxic. But there is some plus side, I guess, the companies that Jeff Reeves has found. And one of them, and I totally agree with this, is Michaels. Michaels, here is the store. Now, I can't say that I can't even kind of remember the last time I went in there, but they really have a niche. And, you know, they're a mid-cap company. They remain comfortably profitable.
Anybody that doesn't know, I mean, you know, this is the ultimate arts and crafts store. I mean, this is where you go if you have a school project and you need, I don't know, pipe cleaners and poster board and multicolored glue to do some sort of school project. I mean, this is your place.
Well, I mean, if you're decorating your house, you know, for the different seasons or whatever, they're looking at probably a 15% earnings growth this fiscal year and another 8% next year.
That's pretty impressive. And, you know, Reeves' point in the article was these guys have a niche business. It's one that Amazon is not really likely to copy, because when you go to Michael's, you may not exactly know what it is you're going to buy. You're
right.
Going with kind of a rough idea of kind of an outline of what you want. But then once you're there, you know, it kind of takes on a mind of its own, right? The project can kind of take on. I mean, and it's kind of the same argument I've made with Home Depot and Lowe's. We've talked about that in past shows about how Home Depot's and Lowe's are basically Amazon-proof because people like to walk the aisles and find stuff for their projects. I would say Michael's is actually quite similar in that respect.
Well, you know, and you mentioned Home Depot, because I was at a Home Depot yesterday. First of all, it was packed, and I just did that same thing. I walked around looking at, oh, let's see, there's a new bathroom vanity, oh, nice refrigerator. I literally spent, you know, an hour or so in the store, and I only went in there for like two things that I already had in my cart. But that's interesting that you should bring them up. When we come back on the other side of the break, folks, we're going to have the opening bells, and I've got the other companies that Jeff Reeves says they can hold their own against Amazon. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street.
Out of Lucan by Texas.